It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 358.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
Why have you got a tape measure?
Mate, I just got an email about the size of our sign that's going to be smack bang on the wall right here. And it's like anything. You get the information. You want to quickly do a quick measurement. I mean, I've got a thing. So my dad's thing is pacing out distance. It's like a classic joke. You know, we're like, oh, how big's the block of land? Oh, it's a big one. Oh, let's pace it out. And he just does one, two strides it out measurement.
Is it two strides for a meter?
No, one stride for a meter.
Big
stride. A meter's small. Like this is 950. You could stride that. And so
it's a big stride though. Like it's a real presence him on a work site but doing strides.
Just checky, if you're watching, we're going to have a sign up here.
That's quite good.
Perfect.
And what sort of height?
700, 790. This is what 3D Dill's been working on.
Oh, it's going to be great. Oh, perfect.
That's amazing.
It'll work really well.
TheDailyTalkShow.com.
So it was my job to go to Australia Post to get the Trev camera, the 360 camera.
It is your PO box.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it's your job.
So it's not there yet.
Fuck, if we don't have it by tomorrow, we're in trouble. There's no 360. We'd have to buy one. I don't want to have to buy one.
No, if we still have Saturday as well, potentially, like I can get on Saturday.
What, they deliver on Saturdays?
PO box. Till 12. Should be open.
All right. Jeez. I mean, they say Mr. 97's an old soul, and if he knows that detail, you really are an old soul, mate. Fuck.
He does know a lot about that sort of more like
dumb stuff.
Yeah. Well, Mr. 97's helping me return. I've got some New Balance shoes that have sort of the soles are fucked on them.
Yeah, I mean, you're just a big baby that can't do his own return.
But it's the perfect thing having people like Mr. 97 because he sees
in our
me.
Lives.
Yeah, he sees me flailing.
Yeah,
and so he can't help himself but take over.
No, I appreciate it. He's very helpful.
Yeah.
He's very helpful. I mean, and if you're looking for somebody that's helpful, he's your man. If you know what I'm saying, I'm winking at the camera. You know,
he works for us. So.
But no. I'm talking to the ladies
for dating sort of stuff.
Melbourne.
But when I did go into the post office, always impressed by the guy because he knows I'm PO box 400.
How many PO boxes are there? There is hundreds on that wall.
400? More than 400?
No, no, no.
I don't think that's how it works.
No. I don't think it's how it works. Maybe close to 400 boxes on there, but because they're like all really small, right?
But the thing is that the impressive bit is that I said, oh, can you just have a look out the back to see if it's there? And he goes, it's Jansen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's quite good?
It's your job. It's like a coffee shop owner understanding the name of his customers.
Isn't that the equivalent of saying if the coffee shop owner needed to know the name of every single person in the entire suburb?
No, not at all. Not at all, because not everyone has a PO box, and so there's limited PO boxes.
So I'm a VIP in regards to postal sort of stuff.
Yeah, what I will say is it's great service. Like, that familiarity is lovely. Like, I walk into AU79.
You say it like that every single
time.
Because
I fucking always forget. I don't even – I never say the name in my head. It's one of those things. I literally just look at it and think, and I walk in. It's one of the best coffee shops in Melbourne, AU79, as I learnt the gold – is it gold?
Yes. Yeah, it's the elemental symbol for gold.
Elemental symbol of gold. AU. But the dude in there knows my name now. Hey, Tommy.
Oh, that's good.
They all know my coffee order.
They don't know. They're really struggling with me.
Well, a lot of people do, but why?
No,
why
specifically
are they?
On the name. I think it's just because I don't have any regular sort of schedule, sometimes change my order.
Have you had banter, though, with them? Because I have.
Well, the girl said to me today, I had to ask the guys, what did she say? I responded, but I didn't know what she said.
I don't know. Something about being cold.
I think
it's
it was
cold
like, oh, cold, so
takeaway.
Yep. And I just said, yeah, it's cold. And then everyone was smiling around me. So I have a feeling I fucked up.
As long as you eat coffee and it tastes nice.
I feel like a rapport killer is saying, sorry, what was that?
Nah, not necessarily. I mean, if you just missed it. If you're genuine, you actually missed it, then it's okay.
Yes, sir.
We all miss things in life, don't we?
I've been trying to be more on top of sort of my computer, specifically sort of efficiencies and productivity.
I will say this week has been efficient across the board for big media company / The Daily Talk Show. It's been great.
Yeah.
we've really increased our productivity and workflow. It's been great, boys.
Asana is going really well, which is our project management.
Yeah. Tool. I mean, it's all a bit nerdy, but when you sort of, when you're establishing the systems, they're so important. So yeah, I'm enjoying it, guys.
Well, I specifically had written down that I wanted to talk about, I'm keeping a track of how many tabs I have open. I'm trying to limit the amount of tabs.
Oh, I'm always repulsed at my wife when she brings her work computer home. I'm not going to cut it off. It just always repulses my wife. Actually, I'll shift this because there's more of a severe case that I can bring to light. Jules Lund. Oh, man. I worry because I see his computer. I see his desktop. Uh-huh. He's got a new computer,
actually.
But
why are you repulsed by it? I feel like you need to finish the repulse one.
Yeah, I'm getting that, dude.
But you've changed it to Jules.
Yeah, I changed it because Jules is actually a serial offender. Hundreds. Uh-huh. I've got on there to like dump some footage onto his desktop or something, and I'm just like, dude,
got a lot of ideas.
Is this your fucking mind? Am I seeing a look into Jules Lund's brain? Well, is this how it's working?
I literally had written it down because it was something that I was priding myself on. However, I'm looking at my laptop right now, and in one window I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, and it doubles. So about 30 tabs.
You're a nerdy dude. So is Conspiracy Jimmy. And I've learnt this, and I think I also learnt it from Mr. 97. Mm. Developers and stuff are used to, rather than clicking through and having it follow through on that same page, clicking through to open up a new
press command. Is it command?
Page. Command? But yes, I think there's a difference between your punter and people that work in the tech space.
But tabs aren't good.
Tabs are bad. Because this is what I mean.
Do you remember the time when there wasn't tabs?
No.
Do you remember? I remember specifically when Firefox had tabs, but Internet Explorer, all that didn't have tabs. The reason I moved to Firefox was because they had tabs. Mm. So there was a time where
no tabs.
You would literally have the one window and that was it. No tabs.
Life was easy then, wasn't it, guys?
It was a lot simpler. But the other thing that I've been doing is sometimes when it comes to emails, you know this about me, which is I can sometimes, I don't want to take in everything that's being said in the email. I don't know if I've got the energy to deal with all the information, specifically reading it all, long emails. And so I've started a new thing where I use an app called Natural Reader.
And I'll say, don't we all know around the office?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I've actually, because I did have it on speaker for a little bit.
Yeah.
Which if you notice, I've moved it to, I was playing.
Yeah, I haven't heard it. I appreciate that. So I just thought a lot of the things you do, you just stopped doing.
No.
You're still doing it?
Yes.
So you're just doing it in my
headphones.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense. The idea is I can select any piece of writing on my Mac and it will read it back to me.
I mean, it's, by the time we do have a seriously big media company, we could just have someone doing that for you, because it is the creative director who just wants to sit on the chair and close his eyes, go, and have someone read for him and then say, that bit there is what I like, let's lead with that. Like, I actually see the appeal in that. I know what you mean.
There's something a little bit Mad Men in the way that you described it.
Yeah, it's definitely Mad Men, because it's a weird thing to be doing. I mean, I don't think it would be, I mean,
I've never watched Mad Men, by the way. I'm just assuming.
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, it's just old school advertising agency men. You know, I don't know. I don't think there's anything that Mad Men about it. I mean, you're making a reference about a fucking show you don't watch or never watched.
No, that's what I was asking you about it. So you don't like it as a show?
I didn't get into it first. Okay. I watched a couple of episodes. Mm. It's got, I mean, Don Draper, the main character, he's a fucking handsome chap. Yeah. Quite enjoyed watching him. Uh-huh. And just, you know, when you watch like Brad Pitt, I'm not gay. I just fucking love a man who, great look. Ryan Gosling last night watching The Good Guys with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. And this young girl, she's like, she was 16 in the film. She's from Perth. Such a cutie. She was like Ryan Gosling's daughter. And they're like hired fucking detectives. Mm. They're not cops, but they're detectives. And
is this a movie, did you say?
Yeah, it was a film on Netflix.
What's it called?
The Good Guys.
The Good Guys.
Yeah.
The Good Guys, yeah.
Yeah, 1970, what is it?
Yeah, it's set it's in like LA old school, in the 70s. I hope it literally. Era, like that porn, okay. Porn era. There's a lot of porn. There's a lot of.
P-A-W-N?
No, P-O-R-N. Okay. It's set around the time that you could imagine, maybe 60s, 70s, Boogie Nights,
yeah.
If you've ever seen that film, Mark Wahlberg.
I haven't.
It's a funny movie. Definitely.
Yeah, it's fucking sick. Anyway, I just love watching Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
You just, like, I'm just like, that guy's just like fucking great looking. And then his character can be a bit suave. You know,
I do like the older. I watched that one on, I think it's called The Founder, which I mentioned a few months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All about the McDonald's and stuff. I thought that was cool. Mm. I've got a riddle for you.
Keating. What's his name? Someone Keating.
Anthony?
No, he played Batman years and years ago. I think it's that guy.
It's the actor you're talking
about? Oh.
Michael Keaton. Yeah. Yes. Keaton or Keating?
Keaton.
Oh, is good that actor. Who played the main guy?
I'm pretty sure.
He played the villain in the sales guy.
Founder.
He's played the sales guy, I think, in Founder, and he played. He was in Batman, like one of the
he was in Spider-Man
real
as well.
Old school ones.
He's the milkshake guy. I've got a riddle.
3D deals looking that up.
I've got a riddle for you. Because it came up in my mind when we were just talking.
Is this a riddle you've penned
no,
or?
No, I've Googled it.
Okay, yeah.
We'll just start it with Tommy and then we'll open it up to the
go for
the
it.
Floor.
To the floor.
Okay. A father and his son are involved in a horrific car crash and the man died at the scene. But when the child arrived at the hospital and was rushed into the operating theatre, the surgeon pulled away and said, "I can't operate on this boy. He's my son."
The surgeon said, "I can't."
How can this be?
So can you say it again? Because if I was reading it, I'd read it a couple of times.
Okay. Or I could get the natural reader to read it out for
me. Oh, no, please.
It's quite funny, Josh, do it.
It's quite good. It is good content. It is good content, but the problem is that I don't have – I'll have to turn my microphone.
That's fine. We can have you off mic for one moment. He's now facing the microphone down. Oh. It nearly went in and would have
smashed his laptop
would have cracked his screen. Just give us the 3, 2, 1.
Can't even do that.
Okay, you can't do that. Sometimes this program doesn't work. I did it yesterday, to be honest. I copied and pasted the text. You can just look up like a voice reader adderer onto Google.
It would crash and the man died at the scene. But when the child...
Oops, start again.
Okay. Ready? Can you take it off two times?
No, it's too quick.
Yeah.
A father and his son are involved in a horrific car crash and the man died at the scene. But when the child arrived at the hospital and was rushed into the operating theatre... The surgeon pulled away and said, "I can't operate on this boy. He's my son."
Hmm. And so the answer, are we just trying to work out, like, was the...
Do you guys have answers, by the
no.
way?
No.
Okay.
No, but so I'm trying to...
Don't ruin it, 3D Dill. No, it's something in relation to what you were talking about, which is it wasn't until I heard this riddle that it made me think about certain things. I'll read it one last time.
I mean, I'm trying to work out what you just meant then. Okay. That was a riddle in itself. That was cryptic. Now my brain's fried.
All right. I'll read it one more time.
Yeah.
A father and his son are involved in a horrific car crash and the man died at the scene. But when the child arrived at the hospital and was rushed into the operating theatre, the surgeon pulled away and said, "I can't operate on this boy. He's my son."
Yeah. You know when you're struggling to understand something, your brain kind of hurts? My uncle, he would be able to do this. He's so fucking smart. But he's always like, "Tommy, I got this one." And he says it to me. I blew my mind because I the first one he pitched up to me at Easter time.
Who was it? Who was the riddle?
My uncle Michael.
Okay, yeah.
And he told me the thing and I said the answer and he's like, "Correct."
Was it from one of those bonbons?
No, that's fucking.
Don't say the answer yet, but do you think you know the answer?
I think I know. Anyone else know the answer?
No.
I'll read you
the surgeon,
the answer.
The surgeon was in the car and they rushed them both in. I don't know what.
Okay, the answer is this story is called the surgeon's dilemma. It's often used to demonstrate the way the unconscious bias works. Of course, the surgeon is the boy's mother.
Mm. Okay. Of course, and the surgeon is the boy's mother.
So the dad and the boy died. Oh, sorry, the dad died.
The dad died.
The boy's going to hospital. I read it again now.
I'm actually a
father and his son.
What an asshole for not operating on her son. It's like, wouldn't you do that?
Is that the lesson?
I mean, that's all I'm thinking. This poor kid's fucking on the bed, could be bleeding out.
But you assumed that it couldn't be his mother because you assumed the surgeon was a male.
No, it's not. I was trying to work out.
That's the point of it.
Yeah.
The dilemma is it's shown the unconscious bias.
I don't think so, though, because I was trying to work out what the connection between the guy who died on the scene, and if there was a connection that
it's based on that idea.
Yeah, I get, what was the connection, though?
So the connection was whenever you were referring to creative director and all that sort of thing, you're always like, hey, 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 and it was like in this, it had that Mad Men vibe to it, which is fine. Like, a lot of people do it, but I just thought it was interesting. I thought you would get something out of it.
Yeah.
And after, it wasn't until I had someone do that where you're like, oh, fuck. Like, there's certain roles that we always go back to and we say, hey. Someone like Seth Godin is very good at
changing, flipping it around.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Mr. 97? Have you heard that before or no?
No, never heard it before.
There you go. So anyway, I'm using the natural natural reader.
Where did you find that? Is there other riddles?
Do you want a whole riddle?
No, actually, my brain really hurts because I was really fixated on the person that got killed in the car crash. I was like, who was that guy?
The problem I have with riddles is that dad. I think you just get too angry for me to do them.
It's probably a stupid person does this, but I try and think, okay, it's a riddle. It's going to try and trick me. And so I'm trying to work out the front trick. Which is the front trick was the trick was the dad and the kid in the car kill a man, and so I'm then fixated on trying to work
that's
out.
That's not even what happened.
There was a car accident with the son and the dad.
They didn't kill a man.
A man died.
The dad died.
Yeah, maybe. Whatever. Fucking someone died. But then I'm thinking, what is this other man? Maybe it's a riddle of like the dad's going there. Yeah, look at the fucking smug pig over here. The problem is when people know the answer to something, then you're just like waiting for it.
I can't believe you didn't get that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No,
but I said I got it wrong. I said I got it wrong. Just stop being so angry. But I've got some street goss for you if you want to hear it.
Are we? Okay.
Not really.
Can I continue?
It's about the protein shop.
Oh.
Now are you interested?
Nah, not at all. No, I'm just trying to derail you like you do to me. Anyway, go on.
You can't derail this train.
Yeah.
It's the V line coming in.
Just fucking old and just uncomfortable.
I'm puffing Billy. Puffing Billy. Coming up the stairs, puffing Billy. I was talking to the
old
protein
mate.
Guy.
Old mate. We don't know his name, but should we give him a name?
Yeah, sure. Protein Paul.
Protein Paul. I could imagine Paul would work at a... Why a man? Why have you chosen a man that would work at a protein store?
Because the person I'm speaking to is a man, yes.
Do you know how you feel when someone else next to you says fucking stupid shit and tries to put words in your mouth?
I mean, this isn't a riddle.
I know.
This is a story that
I... Anyway, go on.
It's the equivalent of...
Is this about Protein Paul still?
No, I just the derailing.
I know.
Your version of my derailing is like,
it's exactly
I've come up with this like interesting track. So then you derail. You've just stood in front of the train trying to derail me and you've just fucking.
Chuck a mattress in front. Track a mattress in front. It'll take the old puffing Billy off its tracks.
You haven't derailed me.
Do you remember that when you were young, hearing about putting mattresses on tracks?
No, the first time I heard about it was about 2 months ago when you mentioned it on this show.
Did I?
Yeah, you mentioned mattresses.
I don't remember it.
If I didn't mention it, will you suck my
AirPod? Have you got the AirPod?
No, I don't. Here.
We'll do that Friday.
Oh, you want
Friday? I'll suck you. AirPod.
Which was just him fulfilling his other part of the deal.
Yes. And so anyway.
So Protein Paul.
Protein Paul.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of chewed.
Well, he's a guy that I've experienced many a time. At gyms. He's like a classic sort of gym head.
Mm-hmm.
trains probably 4 or 5 days a week, split routine, back tries and buys Monday, heads into accent? Legs. It's Italian.
Okay.
A lot of them are. You know, it's like the gym, what's the Jersey Shore, like the Guido, like Guido's. The gym tan laundry. Mate, if there's anything fucking that we should take from the Italians, it's get your gym routine sorted and your clothing and your tan. Actually, drop the tan. That's fucking stupid. Tanning routine. Anyway, so I've experienced protein pool many a times.
Yeah, and so he's got a little bit of attitude, fair to say.
Mm.
I always ask him how he's going because I always know I'll get a good answer.
Yeah, he's the one that told us the story about the person who OD'd and died.
And he actually kicked the body trying to wake them up.
Yeah, he said, I needed to give it a hard enough kick. No, he said, the kick that I gave the person would have woken anyone up. And so I know it's a hard kick, you know?
Which is like,
is it worse when the person was dead? Like,
should you kick? I mean, it's a story for the gym.
Yeah. Definitely he's been told over, you know, he's super sets of flies.
He's definitely told that story a bunch of times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he asked me, are you busy today?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, yeah, I am. I'm always busy when I go in there because I'm having a protein bar.
No, just I reckon we've been in there many times and we fucking just
haven't been. Well, it's either one of two ways. It's either really busy and need to have something real quick to eat, protein bar, or getting late in the day, want to fuck around, go get a protein bar.
Yeah.
So it could be both. Fair?
Yeah.
And so anyway, I said to him, and I've noticed a theme, I said, you know, have you been busy? He's like, nah, quiet as. And I said, do you think it's the weather because it's been cold? He said, nah, it's the location. This guy, Protein Pete,
Paul.
Protein Paul has a real issue with this location.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the most privileged things I've ever heard was when he said to me, I mean, if he watches this, he's probably feeling a bit attacked.
He doesn't know who. Mate.
He does, we've never told him the name. He's never inquired enough to really understand what we do, which is good. He said to me, mate, if I got given a house around this area, I wouldn't even live in it. I was like, that's the fucking stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's going to be at least $1.4 million.
Could you ask Protein Paul the surgeon riddle just to see what happens? Just out of curiosity. What do you reckon he would say?
Just you bring it up.
Wait, so they fucking, so the dad and the son killed someone? And so the dad's a surgeon, but he's dead. Is that what you're saying? Anyway, so my theory is there's been so much pushback in regards to this location. He's been seeding this thought for the past, 2 months?
Oh, yeah.
Month that we've been here?
I mean,
Every time I go in, it's like, oh, geez, it's not like the suburbs.
Yeah, yeah. It's his shtick, though, because before we even signed the lease, like I came in here, before we even had the meeting with the dude who got us the property.
Mm-hmm. As in the real estate agent?
Yeah, yeah. I went in, fucking spoke to him, bought a protein bar, talked about, you know,
stuff.
Good lat pull downs. And he said to me, I asked him about, what do you reckon about this area? And fucking that was the first, that was the start. I'm sure he's probably like, I'm glad he opened with that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, so I have a theory
that
in the next 6 months, we'll see them out.
The whole business?
Either the whole business or Paul's leaving.
Paul seems like he's been there for a while. He did say, I really like the area because I can walk to the footy. That's what he did say.
Really?
So
move to Richmond.
If he's going to...
If you want to be close to the
footy,
I know
where he lives. He lives out off the highway. Like out, you know, if you're heading back towards where Mr. 97 lives.
What suburb?
I think it's Doncaster.
Okay.
It's a pretty big suburb. It's nice, but it's not... It's definitely the opposite of this in terms of junkies and you know, the state of the streets.
When you see an orange cap on a needle, like we've been seeing around here, does that mean is it still being used?
It's the mum's. The mum was using the needle.
It's a riddle joke.
It's a riddle. I thought he was riddling. So I just doubled down.
I was
it was a woman.
Well.
It was a female junkie.
It wasn't.
Definitely.
That wasn't the. It was a riddle. The orange.
I put one on. I put one back on.
You put the orange.
So on Monday.
You touched it.
Yeah, I didn't fucking prick myself. I'm a father. What would you do if your son was around something. There was needles. And I've had experience with needles, let's be honest. That
was the sound of the start of a riddle, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. No, but I was skateboarding through and I nearly fell off. And then I looked down on the ground and there was three needles. Two of them had the caps on them. Mm-hmm.
And so does the caps mean that they've...
Cap is like a lid.
So you
drink
could,
drink a bottle of Coke.
The can would have been a terrible analogy. Know.
Drink a bottle of Coke and then you can screw the lid back on.
So it's not like a can.
It's not a save for later.
No, it's not a remove seal by breaking this thing. It's mm-hmm. like just pop off the top.
Sure.
And so it was right next to, so the top was right next to, the cap was right next to the needle. Mm-hmm. So I just grabbed the needle and I just worked its way into
the orange thing.
The orange cap. And then I just sealed it again. I'm fucking doing this neighborhood a service.
Yeah, that's great. Did you put it back on the ground?
Paul's kicking junkies, dead ones, and I'm re-fucking putting caps back on. The thing is, people are very, like the people who live around here. So we witnessed a person shooting up. It's two young ladies. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was very sad, very, very sad. One of them put the needle down like a drain mm-hmm. that was still kind of sticking out. I saw her break the tip of it, which is good. A lot of them do that. A lot of them just like snap the end of it off.
Bend it.
No, snap it off. They snap off, which is...
Is that better?
It means that it's on the ground, but I guess it's a bit better.
I don't know if it is better.
It's definitely... If I was to have one or the other, I'd rather have the needle end snapped off. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but they're not ideal, either of them. You want the cap back on, put into a fucking a disposal bin.
Yeah.
But that's some clear thinking for a heroin addict.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, a lot of them do though. But
they're
anyway,
yellow. The bins are yellow. They're nice and obvious.
Yeah. Anyway, I saw it sort of plugged down and I went over and I was like, oh God, what should I do? And I walked back in. There's no needle disposal bin next to us. Like if there was one across the road, I would have definitely picked it up.
Yeah.
I came back inside and I forgot about it. And I went back the next day to have a look if it was still there. Gone. Someone had taken it and put it away. I mean, this is what you expect.
Yeah. That's
so good. Yeah, it's so that how do we get on the needle cap thing?
I was just curious.
So Paul, he's going to be gone after footy season, if so, because he still wants to.
Definitely, I don't think Paul's going to stick around. that's for sure.
It is a franchise though, so there's a bunch of them.
Okay.
Like he talks. Talks head office. Yeah. You know, he's like, oh, it's going back to head office.
Yeah, Paul's, yeah, interesting. So he might just move to the Doncaster store or something. Maybe he's doing a bit of time. About Doncaster, Mr. 97, you've got 3D Dill hanging at your house, i.e. staying for a bit.
Yep.
How is it, mate?
Yeah, how's it all going, guys?
It's pretty chill.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
We just headed to the gym this morning and, yeah, we just get home. Dill does a bit of work. I cook a bit of dinner with mum.
Mate, I mean, why would you even need to start dating?
Yeah,
if you've got a companion. Not saying you're sexually active together. I'm not insinuating that.
As in 3D Dill.
But the both of them, yeah. Uh-huh. Takes two to tango, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're
you
Josh.
You can tango by yourself, actually. What am I saying?
Yeah.
Happens. But, you know, like he's almost filling that companionship after work with 3D Dill. Mm-hmm. I'm worried.
That's the whole team.
I'm worried.
The whole team does that. I mean, that's why... Mr. 97 has said multiple times the reason he's not dating is because he's got the show.
Yeah, yeah. And now he's got 3D Dill.
Yeah. And so what's the, from an evening point of view, you were talking yesterday to us, Mr. 97, you wanted to go to bed at 8:30 and 3D Dill was staying up.
Yeah.
And so this is a bit of friction. Whenever you have sleepovers, there sort of needs to be a universal time, I think, that everyone goes to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, what do you mean? Where are you staying up, 3D Dill? What are you out hanging with Denise?
No. Everyone had gone to bed by like 8:30. I just had work to do for school, so I was like, I might as well just
in your room though.
No, I went to the kitchen table.
You turned on the home theater, put the 5.1 surround sound on.
Yeah.
Just watching.
Had the 3D goggles on.
Yeah, just relaxed out.
That's pretty funny. No, I mean, yeah, it's not. I mean, I wouldn't do that.
I'd be panicked. Yeah, I would feel like I want to go into... You did fall into the routine when you were staying with me.
Yeah.
You would sort of go to bed a bit earlier, like us.
Yeah. He was knackered, though, the first.
Yeah, I was exhausted that first week. I would go to bed and go to sleep. I wouldn't go into my room and say, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, I hear YouTube ads and all
that. Oh, yeah, that was me. Yeah. Definitely not YouTube ads. I pay for premium.
It's commendable, though, because Mr. 97's family is probably lovely, and that's how he feels very comfortable.
Yeah. Like, I didn't do it the first night because I was just, like, settling in.
Yeah.
And then it's been a few days now, and I feel they're great.
Any Australian specific stuff that you've, I mean, the New Zealanders as well, but anything that you're picking up from the sort of cultural differences?
Well, I didn't know that Marmite was a thing.
Oh,
it's not a thing. Yeah. It's not a thing.
It's whack.
Nah, it's great. Marmite and Promite, way better than
Mitch, mate. And I'm glad you're not an Australian citizen.
Are you going to get your citizenship?
Yeah, eventually.
So what's involved?
We don't have to sponsor you, do we? Sponsorship.
Nah, no. I just have to get a few passports and fill in.
How many passports?
Oh, just my parents and stuff.
Oh, okay.
You'd fill in like a 70-page application.
I mean, if you can do my New Balance returns, surely you can sort out your Australian citizen.
What do you feel comfortable, like where do you think the boundary is right now, staying with 3D Deal? Like what?
Mr. 97.
Sorry, staying with Mr. 97 3D deal. What do you think is like, where would you push it? Would you go and pour yourself a glass of milk?
See, I'm a real stickler with that. Like even at some of my friends' houses back home, and I've known their family for years, I won't go into their fridge and take food.
Mm-hmm.
Like I won't go and pour myself a glass of milk. I'll be like, hey, do you want to get a glass of milk or something?
Yeah,
and
they're
like, yeah, that's a good idea. And then we'll go pour
it. God, you bring up feelings from when I was young. Like I remember the difference in families. Some just so inviting that you just feel like I'm just eating cookies while talking to the mum. And then others, like you have to fucking ask.
Yeah.
You feel like, no, you don't even feel like you can ask. I feel like I have to whisper to the kid, like you said, say, can I? Could you go and get it? Like, I don't even if it's okay, I don't want to be the person getting it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the person I want to be. I want to be the family where my son's friends come over and they're just, you know,
raiding the fridge,
making a piece of toast while I'm talking to them. Like, unless be generous on
go,
that.
Unless they ask to go to the movies, which you were saying yesterday, you're like, absolutely not.
Nah, 150.
Bodie, we can go to the movies, but we're not bringing your fucking friend John.
I mean, this is what you remember. A friend. I'd go to his house to stay over. It was that house that I felt awkward about it. His mum would make him a drink this tall, so like a large, and I would get a medium. But it was always known. It was always like, you know, son gets fucking large.
Would you drink? Because it's
medium.
It was a contentious issue at my place too, because my friend Kyle would never finish his drink, and mum would get very upset because I'd pour him big drinks.
Yeah, that's annoying. I mean, that's just your mum wanting to go, so she's I've got to feed this gronk here. And that comes back. Maybe she's forecasted that you are going to want more later and young fucking Kyle.
Yeah. Well, she's just like, she's like, you can always have more.
Yeah.
Just pour it in the smaller glass.
Yeah.
Which is a fair point.
I always go little. Like, I always go less. So pouring orange juice, I'm always going half cup for everybody because it's like if you want more, get it. But not everyone likes to smash a whole full glass.
When we had Thai the other day, first time I ever went to Thai, didn't overeat.
You know why?
Because you ordered.
Yeah, but I also served everyone up. I thought it'd be the nice thing to do. Before everyone got there, I sort of portioned it all out. But yeah, it's so easy to fucking overeat. It's not funny. Kyle, is that a real name?
Kyle, yeah, Kyle Hobson.
Yep.
I mean, it's no secret that Kyle wasn't much of a he was smaller than all of us.
Oh yeah, okay. So maybe it is.
But Kyle's mum, Vicky, absolute legend when it came to always had the best spreads.
Yeah.
Biscuits. Like huge on the biscuits, like those ginger biscuits that have like the icing on top.
I lived in Shepparton with one of my best mates, Kel, and he's got this thing. And he said he's done it all his life, and it's just leave a little bit on his plate.
My brother Jake does that.
Yeah, it's weird. He so won't annoying. Finish his meal. So I would finish a lot. Like if it was something that was worth finishing, I'd grab it. But I said, dude, you always leave something. What is that? He's like, been doing it all my life. Weird those things, right? Like,
it's good. It's a good thing to do because I'm the opposite.
Do you think it's mum or dad saying, now you don't need to eat everything just because it's on the plate?
I think there's probably, we have less of that in society than the other way, which is you're expected to eat everything on the plate.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess. Italian families and stuff, it's manja, manja, yeah. Fucking eat lots. So it's, I get that. They're trying to overfuel. It's with, like, Bodhi, there's a fine line with a child because you're trying to fill them up because you need them not to be running around hungry and ratty. But then also, are they just being a little shit?
Mm.
And so you're trying to, and a lot of the time they just end up stop eating, but it's not always the sign that they're full. Yeah. Or that they've even had enough.
One of the most upsetting things that Mum would say to me when I was growing up, if I was hungry,
yeah.
She would say, have a piece of fruit.
Oh, yeah.
That's and nothing
a,
would
I
put
think that's
me
a classic
in
saying.
A bigger fucking rage than have a piece of fruit.
It's I something said,
when was the last time you had a piece of fruit?
Yeah, yeah.
And she would say, I had one this morning. I have one every day. I have 3 pieces. I love fruit. I have 3 pieces. I love fruit salad.
I've definitely heard that come out of my mum's mouth.
Yeah.
Have a piece filthy. Of fruit. You know what? Fuck your fruit.
Yeah. Because the fruit. Thing is, it's like, I know there's fruit. There's no, it's, there's a fruit bowls are designed yeah. so you can always yeah. see them.
And I don't want to eat a banana at after dinner.
Yeah.
It's hot.
They're calorically dense. You know what I mean? I remember I read yeah. somewhere, I think it was on like the, it's on GI, what's the one that's low glycemic index?
Yeah, it's GI, yeah.
Glycemic index diet. Like apparently, I remember one of my fat friends saying that a
Kyle?
Banana.
Kyle?
That wasn't Kyle. Kyle was real skinny runt.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Grew up to be a big boy. Not like just he's a chippy or something.
Have a piece of fruit.
Furniture.
Anyway, go on.
A fat friend that was doing the GI diet said you are better to have a cupcake than you are a banana.
Yeah, I don't know about that, mate. I mean, that's coming from a fat guy.
Yeah. It's got some.
If I had the option,
there's definitely.
I reckon there'd be more fiber in the banana.
It turned me off
bananas.
Which
lowers the glycemic index.
It turned me off the bananas, though.
I mean, bananas, what are they? Like, there's 20 grams of sugars, fructose in a banana. So there's just still a bit.
Yeah.
But then there's the fiber of the fruit. So it changes it all and lowers the glycemic.
Does your mum have much fruit?
Yeah, they love it. I mean, yeah, they've always got fruit stocked. They do green smoothies.
I love berries.
Yeah, I mean, that's all high sugar. That'd be more than bananas.
Berries.
Berries would definitely be pretty high.
Aren't strawberries.
If I was to put it on like a punnet of berries versus a banana.
I thought that if you're doing like Whole 30 or something, if you're doing one of those, they say.
What are we talking about? We're talking about high
sugar.
High sugar. I don't know. I would always just think the sweetness of a berry.
Fruit.
We can get really bogged down,
sugar.
Can't we?
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
So if everyone looks, because we'll find.
Yeah, I'm just yell at you. I was looking at Instagram.
Fruit. Often high in fiber and contain very little.
Nah, banana's got more sugar.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. Strawberries. Strawberries, like many other berries, are often high in fiber and contain very little sugar.
Yeah. If you're thinking.
That's why it's good in things like yogurt and stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're at the point where you're thinking. Getting so bogged down in the calorie content of fruit, it's probably the wrong thing to look at. You know what I mean?
We've spoken about that before. We said, fruit's not your problem.
Fruit, mate.
It is if you're switching out from cupcakes.
It's the cupcake that you're replacing the banana with. I'd go with the banana. It's natural. Hasn't fucking had 70 ingredients added to it.
Mm.
Anyway.
It's a daily talk show.
Mr. 97 and 3D Deal, what did you think of Amy's home-baked Anzac cookies that she made?
I saw he put them on Insta stories. Can
you
I have one?
Already?
On my
can
personal
Can I please
one?
Have one?
No.
Well, I ate one without asking him.
How many you got in there? There was like five at least.
There's probably three left for Dill.
There was.
Yeah.
Who ate them all?
They're really nice. I had one. So it was a small jar. I brought it in a jar because I wanted it to feel like a cookie jar, you know? So it was a small jar. Look at the size of the jar. You'll know what I mean. And stop looking at Mr. 97.
No, it's just...
He's seen the jar at one.
There's something very cute about it. Don't you think there's something cute about it? It's like Amy packed it for him. No.
No,
we need to get it. Have we got a cookie jar?
She said to me...
It wasn't even for me. It was for 3D.
She said to me, can you...
He never does this shit for us.
Can you put these away? Mate, we've got 3D.
Moved halfway across the planet.
Exactly.
Why are you talking like that?
He's Canadian. That's how he talks.
Halfway? Is it really halfway?
It's 13,000 kilometers.
What's the circumference of the Earth?
It's flat, so we, it's pretty easy to measure.
What's the circumference of the Earth?
Joking, guys. I'm not a flat earther.
Hey, Siri.
Found is about 40,074.
It's pretty close. Okay, I mean, so you go one way or you go the other. Mm, okay. Anyway, how were they? That's what I wanted to know.
They were delicious. I loved them.
What do you think of an Anzac biscuit? You hadn't had one before.
It's good.
Did you have chocolate in yours?
Yeah.
Okay. So he, there's another one in there that is the OG, the original.
No chocolate.
No chocolate. They don't have chocolate.
I might have some of that curry instead.
Yeah, there's curry there for
a lot of food chat today.
You happy about that?
Yeah, I'm fucking pumped.
Rolling into a fucking fat Friday.
What's the.
Should we get Protein Paul on the show?
Could you imagine?
Imagine that. Just brings all these, like, boys, this is the cupcake protein cookie. There is some real fact out
there. That's why I had
just do a bunch of protein cookies.
Shit my pants. I think we should. We could do. Bree sent me an email saying Rockwell and Sons, I think it's on Smith Street. Best, some of the best burgers in Melbourne, they're shutting down.
I mean, those two sentences
don't go together.
aren't meant for each other. Best burgers in town, shutting down. If you have a successful business.
You can have really delicious burgers, but terrible reconciling and zero.
Yeah, true.
The pickles are expensive, maybe.
But you'd think even if they were just, I mean, they're probably hemorrhaging money.
it's premium beef. It's maybe.
We far should, out.
Uncommon podcast.
Oh yeah, Jordan Michaelides,
I say
Michaelides. Shout out to you, buddy.
Episode 120, we're on his show, and I decided to make the bold move and wear my beanie.
Oh yeah, I mean, it could be the most. You know, like
Mr. 97 just has a way with dealing with things.
What did you say?
I'm just watching the video, and I just come on the screen. I was like, what?
What is
so the beanie? Like, that's how much, that's how funny he thinks it is. Don't you think it's annoying though when you're watching something?
But what is annoying is that you didn't have that hat because that hat's fucking sick.
This hat works really well.
Yeah, it's
it?
A sick hat.
Yeah, a Hummingbird brand.
So, I mean, it would have been better stylistically speaking. I mean, what I was thinking, even wearing a white top now that we have a white desk, depending on the angles, I might mix it up.
I like the black because it's.
Black looks good on the white.
But it also crushes. Yeah. So if I'm having a fat day or if it's not a good posture,
you mean you're
I sort of look like
right.
a black. I don't. It's like a black blob. It's not like you're going to see any sort of.
I mean, white, it just is.
It's
just
not.
And the table.
Yeah. anyway, but we're going to do it. We'll do a new photo shoot and stuff anyway soon.
Yeah.
And so we need to dial in exactly what we're going to wear. I'm thinking of doing like a shop at Uniqlo and getting like a nice. What did I say that I was? What's the shirt called that I want to get?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you really, you it, you've
like,
he's really sort of like, I want to wear like something flannel over the top of a shirt, of a t-shirt.
That's a Canadian look.
It is. I'm just worried that you're sort of hyping it up. Like, I'm worried that you kind of have this vision in your head of
definitely
what,
there's
what
gonna
it's
be a
gonna
photo
be like.
Of me with my fingers like this. But
oh god.
Just, I mean, yeah, I find this hard even having to sort of. Structure my washing routine. Not that I do the washing, but I'm picking myself up that Amy would be like, you do fucking no washing. Well, I don't do the washing. I do a bunch of the other cleaning. So it's like, I actually don't know how to use the washing.
So you just need to ask your washer to.
I have to just prioritize and have enough t-shirts in the cupboard to be able to pull off this white look.
I've actually gotten a lot better with it comes when it comes to cleaning since 3D Dill's been.
Or since we pulled it up.
Yeah,
and
a bit of both. Yeah.
Okay, no, that's fine. But that's why we're here.
I knew that I was fucked though and I really hadn't done anything when it came to the dishwasher. And it's one of those ones that's like hidden in the
pantry
in the actual thing.
Yeah.
I was like, where the fuck are the buttons? How the fuck do I turn this thing on? I was just like, this is stupid. Yeah. I'm just like feeling around. I finally worked it out. It's actually like you open it and you turn it on and then you close it. But there was a moment where I'm like, I cannot ask. We've been in this place for 2 months. Yeah, I cannot fucking ask how to turn it on.
So I would have loved to see that moment of panic.
Well, I got through it, so that's been good. So now I've worked out that the friction that me not turn like doing the shit is like it's actually so easy, and that's always the argument is always like, oh, can you do the washing? Like, the washing's not hard. Like I can do it. Like it's fine.
Yeah.
Don't make a big deal of it. But now I'm just like, it's actually easier just to do it. before it becomes a blow up.
Yeah. The pain from the blow up is way worse than the pain from
Well, because the thing is, it's like, but also the way I think that I had assumed that the washing was really hard based on Bree's way that she walked around the house after she'd done the washing.
Yeah, anxious.
No, just it was like the biggest thing. Like, I'm fucking keeping this house alive type of thing. Yeah. I'm like, man, this must be so hard. Like, I know I'm just watching YouTube, but this must be the way she's responding. And then I did it the other day. The one annoying thing is that our sockets can sometimes flick up. We've got sort of a side one.
Dude, wait till you have a...
Wait till you have a kid.
I was going to say, wait till you have a kid. The socks are fucking a centimetre long and they just go missing. You know, I found them in my pockets of my pants. Like, they somehow get into the pants. And then sheets. Don't wash sheets and socks. God, we could go on for days.
Anyway, good chat. Daily Talk Show. And also, who was it that... Grace. Yep. Grace did a review the other day on the Apple Podcasts. She sent the email after... We'd closed the door on merchandise, stickers and stuff. Yeah,
but she'd actually made the review a month earlier. Yeah. So.
And also Mr. 97 likes to look after people.
Yeah, he's kind, he's nurturing, as I'll say once again, he's looking for somebody.
And so he actually, I just saw him, it's like, what the fuck are you doing on my desk? And he had his envelope and his shitty handwriting, writing Grace's address. So Grace, you will be getting that very soon. Sorry about the... we don't have child labour, I mean, if you can believe it. That handwriting was done by a 19-year-old.
With a 97 exactly. Interschool.
How could... Surely handwriting comes into interschool.
No, doctors, they're some of the smartest people. You have to have the highest marks to then, you know, survive a fucking doctorate.
Yeah.
That's big, man. And they've, you know, traditionally shit handwriters. Mm. Anyway, let's move on.
It's a Daily Talk Show.
Move on and finish the show.
hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Fat Fridays.
Yeah.
Feel free to let us know what we should do for Fat Fridays on Instagram or whatever. Also, just a reminder, in the show notes, we've included the uncommon episode where we talk for nearly 2 hours.
Which really?
That was in 2 hours.
God, I was busting for a piss and I'm busting for a piss now.
He actually asked, do you remember, he asked if we had a billboard anywhere. What would we, where would it be?
Mate, that took you a while.
Yeah. Where would it be and what would it say?
Yeah.
And I think you were ready to leave. And I think I spent, it was meant to be a quick fire round. I spent 10 minutes.
I nearly pissed myself.
Did you even piss at his place?
Twice. Once before, once after. Probably drank too much coffee.
Okay.
Anyway.
It's a Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.